USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
A two-year agreement to raise federal spending and at the same time lift the government's borrowing limit will go to the president's desk after it was passed in the Senate, with many Republicans opposing it. One of those against the bill and a no vote was Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
Shame. Shame on the politicians who campaign as conservatives but govern as big spenders. America, wake up. There is too much compromise, and the compromise is always more debt.
Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard was the most Googled candidate following the second night of continued Democratic debates. On the other hand, the least Googled candidate was Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. President Trump heads to Cincinnati for another one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump pointing out some hypocrisy from Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A video of Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland describing Baltimore as drug-infested has resurfaced. President Trump retweeting a video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999, showing Cummings saying that kids were, quote, walking around like zombies due to the impact of illegal drugs in Baltimore. Trump tweets the video after he was accused of making a racist attack on Baltimore for calling it a disgusting rodent-infested mess.
The CDC and FDA are recommending that all pet owners stop feeding their pets pig ear dog treats due to the ongoing salmonella outbreak. The outbreak has sickened 127 people, and at least 26 of those have been hospitalized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the second Democratic presidential debate in our rearview mirror, one of the things many people are wondering is how each of the candidates is separating themselves from the other. There's been a lot of chatter that Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont are not going after each other when they're on the debate stage together. Sanders joined CBS this morning and was asked if there's any sort of agreement between himself and Warren.
Look, Elizabeth and I have been friends for over 20 years. She's running her campaign and I'm running my campaign. They're different campaigns.
What are you
doing? I think the most effective way to campaign, to be honest with you, is to talk to the American people about why the middle class is disappearing, why we have massive income and wealth inequality, the thievery that's now going on within the pharmaceutical industry, where there is not only price fixing, but there is just incredible greed. You talk about those issues, you do well. You try to beat up on somebody else, frankly, I don't think it's good politics.
As Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is taking some heat for blocking an election bill, National Security Advisor John Bolton is telling Fox News that the Trump administration is committed to protecting the 2020 election.
If any foreign government thinks they're going to interfere, they're going to see counteraction by the United States. And the purpose of that is not to have conflict in cyberspace. The purpose is to create structures of deterrence so that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, anybody else don't even think about attacking us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.